ANC Youth League leader Colin Malatji suggested the death penalty should return for those who rape children. He was addressing the party's Women's League rally in Cape Town on Thursday, where he called for prayers for the resolution of problems facing the country.
We must pray against gender-based violence. The Women's League today must pray against crime and drugs in our communities. Because the children, your children every day, they are finished by drugs in all corners of our townships, villages and towns. And the Women's League must pray for that. The Women's League must pray against teenage pregnancy. I don't know when someone sees a 12-year-old as a person that he must sleep with, what kind of a human being is that? Maybe a debate must come back, Comrade President, that those who rape and sleep with kids, maybe the death penalty must be brought back for them, because what they are doing is a big crime against humanity. How do we have a 12-year-old, a child giving birth to a child? The Women's League must also pay against the high level of unemployment of your kids and women and children. The youth of this country and women and children are unemployed. And when you are unemployed, you have no dignity. There is no one who's unemployed who has dignity. Women are abused every day by employed men, and they are told that they must stay in their marriages and in those homes because the men are the ones that are putting the plates on the table. Now, we're saying that unemployment is another big element that contributes to the high level of abuse of women and children in this country. Now, we must pray against high level of unemployment. But the Women's League must also pray for the restructuring of the economy of this country. It can't be right that 31 years later, the economy of this country is still owned by minorities, and black people in majority are still faced with poverty, and we celebrate that and do nothing about it. The ANC-led government must be radically active and deliberate to make sure that the economy of this country goes into the hands of those that are majority in the country. And in majority are women, in majority are youth, and are black in color. Now, the economy of this country must reflect that. It can't be right that 31 years later, Khayelitsha and Cape Town are still two different areas. The settlers are still living better than those that have displaced from Khayelitsha. That's why our people are not voting for the ANC anymore, because they believe that we've neglected the second revolution, the revolution for economic freedom in their lifetime. And as the Youth League was saying that enough is enough. The economy of this country must be deliberately structured to benefit majority of South Africans.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa will address supporters in Khayelitsha on Saturday as the party celebrates its 113th anniversary. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.